good morning, Charlie, Ernie, and Lisa. News Talk 620 WVMT News Time. Dr. Jenny Kretzinger is our guest this segment. She is a wellness chiropractor. She also does a podcast called For the Health of It, and she is associated with the Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. She joins us on phone line this morning to talk about lots of issues. Good morning to you, Dr. Jenny. Thanks for joining us here on Charlie, Ernie, and Lisa.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, will you just sort of clarify one thing for me? I've seen a chiropractor in the past, and it's typically when I throw my back out, I go in and I get an adjustment. And then I don't see him again unless I throw my back out. But you refer to yourself as a wellness chiropractor. What is the difference between what you do and what Dr. Paul Hayes does for me?
Well, you know how you're usually utilizing chiropractic is great if it allows you to do less invasive care for yourself. You know, you're not popping pills as much, and you're able to let your body naturally get over the crisis that you're dealing with. So that's a way that a lot of people utilize chiropractic, and it certainly helps them so much. Chiropractic can be used, though, more as a wellness paradigm. You know, so people actually see the value in maintaining their spine from birth. So it's kind of like the difference of just going to the dentist when you have a toothache versus really brushing your teeth daily, flossing, going to the dentist regularly. So some people find that with chiropractic, if they see it as part of their strategy for health, they have an advantage. They make sure that problems don't begin in the spine. They keep the nervous system open and flowing and their body functioning the best they can. And it's a strategy to stay well.
So with your patients, they see you on a regular basis and they get adjustments.
That's right. Yeah. Even little kids, even little babies.
Mm-hmm. And how do you determine, like when you go in, that somebody needs an adjustment or what it is that they need that's different from somebody else? It's not just go in and get your adjustment. Some are different than others, I would take.
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite technical. When we first work with someone, especially if they have not had chiropractic care from birth, there usually is some type of work that needs to be done to get their spine healthy again. It'd be no different than if you went to the dentist for the first time in your 30s. You know, there might be some repair work to do. So we focus on correction first, making the spine as healthy as absolutely possible. And we will determine that through x-rays often. We also do postural analysis. We're trained to use our hands to really palpate and feel the spine. Sometimes we use something called a surface EMG that can measure heat flow and nerve flow along the spine. And we really get a workup of where a patient's spine is. And then through the adjustments, we work to get the spine as healthy as it possibly can be. And then a wellness cycle is adjustments just to determine if there's anything new that's popping up. So someone may get checked say every other week, and depending on if how much they drive and how much computer use they have, if they've had any falls or accidents, they may be clear and be checked and not have to be adjusted, or there may be some small, we call subluxations, creeping up that we help their body to release, and they go back to what they're doing.
And what sort of benefits do your patients see?
Oh, hands down, people notice with using chiropractic for wellness that they have stronger immune systems. You know, there's some really compelling research that shows your immune system is stronger as your nervous system is healthy, which is really the ultimate goal with chiropractic. I find people tend to just have more energy, obviously less body signs, but body symptoms, less aches and pains. If they do get hurt, they definitely seem to get better faster. But the biggest thing parents will say about their children is their children just don't get sick as often, and if they do get sick, they seem to get well fast.
Did you get a flu shot that last round? We had this big flu scare.
I've had no types of shots or medications. I haven't even taken a Tylenol, anything over the counter, anything prescribed in about 17 years.
Wow.
That's all right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a vitamin I girl. I have to have my ibuprofen, but other than that, you know,
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's possible to live that way. People think it's crazy, but, you know, my husband, his father is a chiropractor, and he's been adjusted since birth, and he is going to be 40 years old this year, and he has never taken any type of medication prescribed or over-the-counter, not even an aspirin or an Advil. He's never had any type of shots. He's never had anything. And he's 40 years old and one of the healthiest people you'll ever meet.
I think that is one of the mistakes that people make, is they're always out there ready for that next antibiotic You know, so many people are dependent on things like that. It does sometimes make you less healthier.
Yeah, you know, and I want to save that type of intervention if I'm really, really, really sick. And, you know, and I make the right health choices, and that hasn't happened to me. But, you know, it's not that medicine can't really help. You know, it can be amazingly life-saving. But day-to-day, you know, there's so many better choices for creating health than just relying on medication.
So it's more about just kind of you're more aggressive about staying healthy as opposed
to preventative.
Absolutely. Yeah, if I've got a cold, what do I need to do? Well, you shouldn't have gotten the cold if you took care of yourself.
That's right, because I think what has happened in our society is we kind of have the whole if it ain't broke, don't fix it mentality. We wait till we're falling apart before we really focus on our health oftentimes, and then the focus tends to be intervention, something from the outside to fix us, you know, versus just making the right choices day in and day out. And we're seeing health food movements. We're seeing people join gyms, and people want that. They want to learn more about it. And once they understand that chiropractic can be a piece of that puzzle for health, it just makes sense for people. And it's a great addition to a wellness lifestyle.
Now Dr. Jenny, you do a podcast. How long have you been doing the podcast?
I do. We've been doing that for almost a year and a half.
Yeah.
And it's fun. I think we've done about 50, 55 episodes. And it's been a great way to reach people outside of our immediate community.
How do people listen to those if they want to?
It's really easy, actually. My website is drjennykretzinger.com. So JennyKretzinger. So drjennykretzinger.com. And right there, I have the podcast link. So patients can go straight to the website. And then once you click on the podcast link, you have all the archives, and they're all filed in categories. So, I mean, we have podcasts on the research I've done with sugars. You know, how do you know what sugars to eat and not eat, and how to look at labels? We have podcasts done on chiropractic philosophy, sleep strategies, a lot of nutrition. I have one on how to do a weight loss cleanse. I have interviews with medical doctors and interviews with engineers about the mechanics of the spine. We have some really interesting podcasts.
I listened to the most recent one. You talked about the difference between your chronological versus biological age, and maybe you can address that with us and our listeners this morning. You know, how do you determine your chronological versus biological age?
Well, obviously your chronological is how many years you've actually been here. So I'm going to be 39 next month. Mm-hmm. So that's my chronological age.
Everyone says that.
I know, isn't
39.
That crazy? This is going to be my last birthday.
Holding.
This is going to be my last birthday.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah, I know. No, I don't mean that. Okay, it's going to be the last birthday that I count. 39 forever, right? No, okay. But, you know, but interestingly, I don't really have a hang-up with age, to be honest, because I see patients all the time, you know, someone who's 40 versus somebody else who's 40, it can be a vast difference.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's amazing, especially as you get into your 50s and 60s, you know, you start to see the effects of the life that you've lived, and you start to take it more seriously how you choose to live. So your biological age is really the age that your body is functioning at.
And what are some of those things that determine your biological age? Is there a simple formula? Can somebody figure out what their biological age is? Or, you know, like some people say, I feel like I'm, you know, still 30 years old, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I always ask a patient that. I'll say, what is your age and what age do you feel you are?
Yeah.
And, you know, there actually are quite a few online tests that you can do that will determine. I think one's called yourrealage.com. You can take a test and it'll tell you your biological age, and they take into account some family history, if you smoke, how often, if you drink, how much, if what types of foods you eat, if you exercise, what type of exercise, how often. Some of the tests ask about chiropractic care. Some ask if what medications you're on, what level of stress you have, if you're married, if you have a pet. So all the factors that might go into youthfulness.
Is there any way to reverse it? If, like, for instance, you get a number that you're not happy with?
Sure, absolutely.
You can, so you can repair.
Absolutely. You know, because that's the podcast we talked about, how life's just about repairing breakdown. Because breakdown is going to happen no matter what. We have environmental factors. We have life factors. We're going to drive. We're going to sit at a computer. We're going to have times of our life that are stressful, or maybe we're not sleeping. We're going to have times where we maybe drink alcohol or don't eat well, and our body will naturally break down. The question is, what are you doing to repair your body? And if you can manage to be repairing at a level faster than breakdown, you're actually creating wellness. You're creating a younger body.
So what sort of things along with chiropractic do you suggest to repair your body, doctor?
Well, I think hands down the way you eat and the way you sleep and the way you move are the three biggest factors. So when it comes to the way you eat, it's a very, very simple way to look at it is, do you put food that has life in it in your body? So if you think about food that can go bad, healthy fruits and vegetables and proteins, stuff that doesn't come in a box, yeah, stuff that doesn't have a label, whole foods that actually have living enzymes in them.
What about meats?
Personally, I do eat meat. I was a vegetarian for 17 years, and I used to be a huge proponent of vegetarianism, and I still promote it, but I also have learned with myself that it maybe is not for everyone. I think some people really function better, yeah, potentially with more protein, which may be meat.
Then you,
I, though,
you went in, you
only
went in,
eat meat if it's all natural, yeah, and I know the source.
Okay. All right. So, that makes sense.
Yeah. So I belong to a farm. I typically then will not eat meat at a restaurant unless I know it's organic or all natural. Same with my eggs.
Dr. Jenny, you mentioned sleep, and that's an area. I think if you took a poll amongst 100 people, I would gather that 95 out of that 100 would say they don't get a good night's sleep. They have sleep issues. How do you deal with that?
Well, you know, what's interesting is it's not even so much how long you sleep, it's the quality of sleep. You know, mm-hmm, and most people are going to need about 6, 7, maybe 8 hours. Some people can get by on 5. But it's really about maximizing your REM sleep, your rapid eye movement cycles. And if you're watching TV right before bed, you can destroy your REM sleep. If you're eating a heavy meal before bed, alcohol before bed, if you're not having strategies in your life to manage stress and you have that worry cycle going on when you're trying to get to sleep, that can destroy REM. If there's too much light stimulus, that can destroy REM. So one of the best things you can do is make sure your room is dark or wear an eye mask. Make sure you're not watching television right before bed. At least read a book
or have computer. Some
type of... Have a segue. Yes, that's right. Any type of screen is not healthy right before bed. Making sure you're not having a super heavy meal. Making sure any type of conflict you've been able to put aside, whether you write in a journal or you have a conversation, you can let go and just let your body forget about it until the morning. Makes such a difference.
What about people with unusual... bedtimes, much like, us,
yeah,
we can get up early in the morning to do a morning show. You know, we start at 6 o'clock in the morning. You've got people that work late night shifts and maybe they do that 3 or 4 days a week. And then they've got 2 regular days. They never see regular times and find it very, in fact, I myself find it somewhat difficult trying to keep normal hours. You can't.
Well, those hours before midnight are the magic hours. That's where your body gets the most healing sleep. So about 10 p.m. to midnight is the most critical time to sleep. So it actually has been proven, I've read research that shows people who consistently go to bed after midnight, people who work third shift, tend to not live as long.
Mm.
So one thing that's important, if you have a 6 o'clock show, minimally try to get that sleep in the late evening before midnight. Try to take a nap. Try to make sure that there's some type of sleep in those hours. And then, if you're traveling, just live in the time zone you're in. Let your body adjust as quickly as possible to the time zone you're in. But most people have some type of control. They just get in a bad habit. They stay up late studying or late doing work. It's better just to get to bed and get yourself up early. Your mind is sharper. It's an illusion that we become night people. We train ourselves to be night people. You can easily just train yourself to be a morning person with the right strategies.
Which I have done.
Yes.
Through this job.
Good.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. I was a night girl. I am now a morning girl.
See, you can change that paradigm,
yes,
can't you,
can.
Lisa?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I actually feel better about it. And you're right. Mm-hmm. When I do go to bed, I make sure I go to bed before 10. And I have some, if you get too much sleep, sometimes you wake up through the night and you don't sleep well. And I get a good solid, maybe 5 to 6 hours of sleep. I don't wake up at all during that time. And I feel great in the morning.
Yeah, you've got the formula. That's it right there. It can make a huge difference because as far as that formula, that repairing with breakdown, you heal when you sleep.
Yeah.
So if you're not allowing your body to properly heal because you're destroying the REM sleep or not getting enough sleep, you will pay the cost later. Your body will start to break down.
So that makes my real age, 25?
Yes. There you go.
I recently read a study about not getting enough sleep, and this is kind of counter to what I think most people would think. If you're not sleeping enough hours a night, geez, you must be burning calories because you're not resting enough. But yet, they're finding that there is a tie-in with not getting enough sleep and weight gain.
Yes, I read that same article. I think that's very interesting. Your body can't regulate. That's right. And you know what's interesting about that is I actually went through a phase for about 2 years. I decided I wanted to get up extra early. I just wanted to get more done in my life. And I was up by 4 a.m. But I got into a habit. This was when my children were very young. I was nursing, and I just wasn't sleeping enough. So I was getting to bed more like 11:30. So I was living on about 4.5 hours of sleep a night for a long time. And I was gaining weight despite doing everything else right. And I had this gut feeling that maybe I just wasn't sleeping enough. And I remember deciding to sleep in an hour later, and I actually lost weight. And I always thought that that was true. So when I read that article, I said, I knew it. I knew it.
So you talk a little bit about, you know, weight loss and maintaining weight loss. In fact, I think you got some kind of a club or something going on right now where people are trying to lose weight together.
We do. Yeah. We do. We have the Lighten Up Weight Loss Challenge happening right now.
And how is that working out?
Well, our patients have collectively lost over 100 pounds since the 1st of January, and we have about 35 patients right now in the middle of a four-week nutritional cleanse. No wheat, no dairy, no soy, no corn, no sugar, and no caffeine.
Wait a minute. What are you eating?
Lots of vegetables, fruit. They can have meat, eggs, and oats and rice. So collectively, those patients are starting to really lose. And the goal, it was actually, is 400 pounds by the end of February. And what we're doing with our patients is if they, for every 5 pounds they lose, they get a raffle ticket. And the winner of the raffle gets an iPad.
I thought you were going to say dinner for two at a steakhouse.
Oh, man, how motivating is that? And we're just doing it for fun. This is a way to motivate our patients, and I tell you, it's working. It's been great.
Now, do you talk about any of that on your blog, or if people want more information about eating healthy and living a healthier lifestyle, where can they find out more about that, Dr. Jenny?
Well, the website I gave you, the drjennykretzinger.com, not only has the podcast links, it has my blog. So I write about all of these topics, and that's the best place to get any information that I speak of. Pretty much every workshop I've done, all the research I've done is somewhere on that website.
All right. You're with the Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire, along with your husband.
Yes.
And we'll put a link on our Facebook page, drjennykretzinger.com, if you want to check it out. Before we break, Doctor, in your last podcast, you talked about your 14-year-old nephew. You beat him with push-ups.
Yes.
But I don't think you gave the number. How many push-ups?
I did 28.
And, oh, my God. And how many did he do?
He stopped about 12, 13.
Really?
He's 14. Come on.
Hey, nice little thing.
Nice to talk with you this morning. Enjoyed it, and maybe we'll have you back on again with you.
I loved it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for joining us this morning. There you go, Dr. Jenny Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor from the Spinal Corrective Center, and does the podcast for the health of it, drjennykretzinger.com. Check it out there.